Alright, let's start. We start on today's blood of Daf Mem Tes. We're going to begin on Mem Ches on the base, three lines from the bottom. Tanya Rebbe Elezer Oymer. Rebbe Elezer says, Kol Shel Ama Eretz Chem De Toiv V'Rechov V'Rechos Oretz. Whoever does not speak about how beautiful and great and bountiful Eretz Yisrael is in the second bracha of Birch Samoz and the Birchus Oretz, or Malchus Beis Tov V'Rushalayim, and he does not mention Malchus Beis David in the bracha of Bina Yerushalayim, but Yotzi Yidei Chavosoi. He's not Yotzi the Chi of Birchus Hamazon. Why is Malchus Beis David and Bina Yerushalayim so connected? So the Brisker Rav says that the coin in the time of David HaMelech, and that will be the coin in Mitzvah Shem HaMashiach comes, had on one side a picture of David HaMelech, an engraving of David HaMelech, on the other side an engraving of Yerushalayim. So we see that David HaMelech, Malchus David, and Bin Yerushalayim travel together. Nochen HaZokin Amen, Tzorach Sheyesk B'Bris, you have to mention the issue of Bris Mila. Rabbi Yosef Tzorach Sheyesk B'Toyra, you have to mention Toyra.
The second book of them? Where is it saying that you have to mention
it? It doesn't say in any specific place. The shaila is, what Gemara says here, lo yotzi yidei chavosoi. What does lo yotzi yidei chavosoi mean? Doesn't mean that you didn't do birch samazin as should be done, the perfect way, but you were yotzi birch samazin. Or if you're missing saying these things, you have to repeat birch samazin. There are machlokes rishonim, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you miss these things, you have to repeat birch samazin. Plima ayma, so Plima says, tzorach shiagdem bristle taira. Now that we said you have to mention these two concepts in Brichas Hamazon, the concept of Brichas Hamazon, the concept of Torah, Plimai tells us you have to precede Bris to Torah. Why? Shazu nitna b'shloisha brisos. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael in three places. The Bris of Torah was given to Klal Yisrael in three places. The Ba'omoyed Baharak Rizim and Arvis Moyov. The zoo and bris meal was given to us, the Yud Gimel bris is 13. So since it has all 13 verses, 3, that's why we mention bris first. Rav Abba Amet Tzorach Shiyomim B'Hadoah Tchila V'Soif. He's supposed to mention Hadoah twice. And that's how we begin the second bracha. We begin with the words, Noyadu L'cha Hashem Elokeinu. And then we continue, V'ala Kol Anachna Moedim Loch. So we say Hadoah twice. However, v'apoiches, if somebody wants to say the minimum amount of Hadoah, lo yifchos me'alef, should not say it less than once. The kol, ha'poiches me'alef, somebody does not praise Hashem even one time in the Birchas Hamazon, kareze meguna. That is, meguna means disgusting. It's very inappropriate not to mention Hashem's, thanking Hashem in the Birchas Hamazon. V'chol ha'choysim, Man Chal Rotzes, somebody ends the third bracha saying, Man Chal Rotzes, the second bracha, Man Chal Rotzes B'Brichas Aretz. He says the words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us the land. Or Mashiach Yisrael B'Bani Yerushalayim, where he ends with the words, besides B'Bani Yerushalayim, he also ends with the words, Hashem is the one that will save us. Harei Zebor. He's an ignoramus. Because as we're going to learn in the Gemara soon, and oisin mitzvah is chavilos. You're not allowed to turn mitzvahs into bundles, into piles. So you're supposed to only mention one concept in the chesim of a bracha. V'chol, she'ena oyma bris v'tayra b'rich sarot. Somebody who omits saying bris and tayra b'rich sarot. U'machas be'stav b'rin shalayim, la'yotzi yidei chavosei, as we spoke before. Messiah Leila Rabilah, Dom Rabilah, this supports what Rabilah said. Dom Rabilah, Am Rab Yaqab Ach, Bashir Rabbeinu, Kosh Lai Am Abris Fatari Bichas Aretz, Amachas Beis David, Bivir Yushalayim, La Yotzi Dei Chavasai. Begins the Gemara. Pligi by Abbi Yosef and the story of Rabbonin. There's Machlokes of Abbi Yosef and the story of Rabbonin in the Nusach of the fourth Bracha. Charam Atoiva Metet Tzorach Malchus. That the fourth bracha of Atayv HaMetiv has to begin with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. V'chad Omer, which is the way we actually say it, Einu Tzrich HaMalchus doesn't require it. What's the Machlokes? Man Domet Tzrich HaMalchus, the one that says you have to begin the bracha with Malchus, Kesov HaDrabonin. He holds that it's a Drabonin, and since it's a Drabonin, it's different than the previous three brachas. So like this, we described this many times. The first three brachas are all Medaraisa. And when you have a succession of brachas, one after the other. We have the concept of bracha smuch el chavrita, one bracha right next to the other bracha, and you don't have to start the next bracha with the word baruch. And that's why the second bracha and the third bracha don't begin with the word baruch. However, the fourth bracha, which according to us is a drabanon, so it's different, it's separate from the other three. It's not a continuation. The other three are derived, and that's a drabanon. That's why it begins with its own baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. However, the man d'Amar holds Ein Tzrich Malchus, because he holds it's a deraisa. So since it's a deraisa, it's a continuation of the previous four, and that's why you don't have to say it's Om Melech Ha'olam, because you're relying on the Melech Ha'olam of the previous brachas. Asks Rashi the obvious question. So then why do you start with Baruch? Just like the second bracha, how does it begin? It starts Noidulcha. How does the third bracha begin? Rachim No. So the fourth bracha, if it's deraisa, and therefore as a concept of bracha smuch l'chavrita, why does it start with baruch? It shouldn't start with baruch like the previous two didn't. That's why Rashi says that it starts with baruch because it doesn't end with baruch. So the baruch at the beginning is really the baruch of the end, is the baruch at the end. At the end, every one of the brachas has a baruch. Because even if it's a bracha smuch l'chavrita, that means it doesn't start with a baruch, but it can end with a baruch. So the baruch at the beginning works for the end. Which Tosus right away says, I don't understand. If you want it to be at the end, put it at the end. Don't put it at the beginning. And that's why Tosus has a very interesting nusach. And Tosus says, Taka, according to the man d'Omer, that Atoiva Meitiv is Doraisa, you would not say Melech and you would not say Baruch at the beginning. You would say it only at the end. But again, that's not the nusach we have because we hold Atoiva Meitiv is Drabonin. Tan Rabonin. Mao Chosim Bin Yerushalayim. How do you end the third bracha of Bin Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda im Mashi Yisrael. We ended with the words HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save Klal Yisrael. Ask the Gemara Mashi Yisrael in Bein Yerushalayim. No, the concept of the Baruch of Yerushalayim. So how could you say Mashi Yisrael and not Bein Yerushalayim? Speaking about saving Klal Yisrael and Miss Yerushalayim. Elaim Ataka says the Gemara, you would say both. Af Mashi Yisrael, you say Mashi Yisrael and Bein Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara. Rav Arfuna Ikla Beiresh Galusa. Rabbi Arafuna came to Resh Galusa's house. Pasach b'chada, he began the bracha of Rachim No, speaking a one concept. V'sayim b'tarti, but he ended the Nitzisal Rachim No Yisrael Amecha, speaking that Hashem should have Rachmanis on his nation, Klal Yisrael, and he ended it with two. He said Mashi Yisrael and Bin Yerushalayim. He ended it with two concepts. Amr of Chizda, so Rav Chizda said to him, "Gvurta l'mechtem b'tarti, is that smart? Is that something great to do, to end the bracha with two concepts?" For Tanya Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, "Ein chosim b'shtayim." You never end the bracha with two concepts. And Gufa, Rebbe Omer, "Ein chosim b'shtayim." You don't end the bracha with two concepts. Ask the Gemara. Let's review the nusach of a number of brachas. Eisrei Levi LeRebbe. We end the second bracha, Al Aretz V'Lamozon. We speak about Eretz Yisrael, and we also speak about Mozon, sustenance. So isn't that two concepts? And says the Gemara, that's not how to teach the bracha. We learn now how to teach Brachas Mozon. It means Eretz, the Mafka Mozon. We're not praising Mozon. We're praising Eretz Yisrael, which is a land that produces Mozon. Similarly, in Al Amichya, when we eat Paris from the Shevis Aminim, we say Al Aretz V'La Paris. So it's again two concepts, Eretz and Paris. And it says the Gemara, it means Eretz the Mafka Paris, a land that produces wonderful fruit. On Yontif, what is the bracha in Shemoneh Esrei end? Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. So again, we're speaking about, we're speaking to Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, we bless you, Hashem, who you are the Mekadesh, you are the one that sanctifies Yisrael. Klal Yisrael Vazmanim and the time. So isn't that two separate concepts? And says the Gemara, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Yisrael. Hashem sanctifies us, Klal Yisrael. And we, the Kachinu Zmanim, we are ones that Mekadosh Zmanim, because how does it work? And our calendar isn't that way. But Bezman Shebeis Minish HaYakayim, and even afterwards, we, Bezdin, decided when the Rosh Chodesh was, and based on when Rosh Chodesh was, meaning when the new moon was seen by Edom, by witnesses that were accepted in Beis Din, that's when we know Yontav is, because if Pesach is Tezvav Nissen, so you have to know when Rosh Chodesh Nissen is. So who makes Pesach? Klal Yisrael, by us determining when Rosh Chodesh is. Similarly, Rosh Chodeshim. In the Muslim Rosh Chodesh, what do you say? Yisrael, the Kachin of Rosh Chodeshim. Klai Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekadesh Yisrael, and we in turn are the ones that are Mekadesh when Rosh Chodesh is upon our identifying it with a new moon. Ask the Gemara, but what about when Rosh Yontiv is on Shabbos? So what do we end the bracha? We say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. So we have two. So even if we say Yisrael and Zmanim is one concept, but we have a second concept now, Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Chutz Mizu. That's an exception. Ask the Gemara, Mashna Hocha. Why is this different? Mashna, why is it different? Answers the Gemara, this is the way Rashi learns in the preferred pshat. Hocha Chodihi. Chosam Tarti Kol Chodav Chod Ba'api Navsha. Even though Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim looks like two separate concepts, it's really all one concept. We speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's Mekadesh Klal Yisrael, and then Klal Yisrael has in it times that are holy. Masha'enken, we would say Mashiach Yisrael and Bayin Yerushalayim, they're separate and they don't belong together in one bracha.
But it's the same basic idea.
Right. B'tamamai en chayis m'shtayim, why taka, is there a problem with ending a bracha with two concepts? So Gemara says here a very important concept in halacha. You never make mitzvahs into a pile. Why? You know, if you do too many mitzvahs at the same time, it looks like the mitzvahs are to you a bother, and you want to knock it off in one shot. So you do each mitzvah individually. So the first question to ask when you learn this Gemara is this Matzoi Shabbos. We're going to do two mitzvahs at the same time. Yak Nahas. We're going to say Havdalah and Kiddush on the same kais. So why isn't that Einos Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas? So the answer to that is because it's really one concept. Kiddush and Havdalah is one concept, separating these holy days from all other days. So since it's one concept, there is no problem of Einos Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. But then I saw another interesting shaila. It could happen. We in Noig, we make a siyum on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, on Erev Thursday this week, on Erev Pesach. What happens if somebody has two seams? Can you make two seams with one suda? Is there a problem? Einois mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Or somebody asks me a shaila, what's going to be the halacha if you have a yontif diga suda and the whole family's together, and somebody in the family made a seam, and he wants to make the seam on the mesecht or whatever he learned by the yontif suda when he has the whole family together? Is there a problem? Einois mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So the answer is that the Pais can say the only problem, the only time you say Ein Ois Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas are mitzvahs you mechuyiv to do. In other words, you mechuyiv to bench. You mechuyiv to say a bracha by benching. So if you say two concepts and one bracha, so it looks like you're trying to get done with the bracha. You don't have to make a siyum. Nobody is mechuyiv to make a siyum. It's a voluntary mitzvah. And a mitzvah that you're doing voluntarily, there's no problem Ein Ois Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. And it's very understandable. Because what's the whole reason Ein Ois Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? Because you want to just get rid of your obligation. Here you didn't have an obligation. If you didn't want to do it, you didn't have to do it. So it's obvious that you love mitzvahs, and therefore you can make two siyums. You should have two siyums, but you should make two siyums at the same time. My havalah. So what is the halach l'maisa with the nusach habracha? Omer of Sheshes. If you begin the third bracha, Brichas Mazon, speaking that Hashem should have Rachmanos Alam Chu Yisrael, Chaysim Yishu Yisrael. So you bring the hat, you keep the end consistent with the beginning. So you end with Mashiach Yisrael, Hashem should save us because we're speaking about Klal Yisrael. If we begin Pasach Barachim Al Yushlaim, if you speak that Hashem should have mercy in Yushlaim, Chaysim Mabayin Yushlaim. You end with Bayin Yushlaim, again, to remain consistent. Rav Nachman Amar, as we do, we begin Afilu Pasach Barachim Al Yisrael, you end B'chaisim Bayin Yushlaim. Why? Shem Shenemar, the Pasach says in Tehillim, Bayin Yushlaim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rebuild Yerushalayim, Nitche Yisrael Yichanes. Those who are dispersed from Klal Yisrael all around the world, Yichanes Hashem will gather them to Yerushalayim. Amosai Bayin Yushlaim Hashem, when will HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuild Yushlaim, Bizman Shenitcha Yisrael Yichanes, when he will save Klal Yisrael. So the fate of Klal Yisrael and the fate of Yushlaim are very much connected, and therefore, starting with Rachim Al Yisrael and ending Bayin Yushlaim is not a lack of consistency. Amalei Rav Zeira L'Rav Chizda. Rav Zeira said to Rav Chizda, Nesi Marvinisni, let's go come learn in the yeshiva. Amalei, Birchas Mazayin Elay Gemirna. I didn't learn how to say Birchas Hamazon properly. V'snuyi misnina, and I'm ready to learn in yeshiva. Amalei mayhai. What do you mean that you didn't learn Birchas Hamazon? Amalei dikle lebei Resh Galusa. I came to Resh Galusa's home, and they honored me, they were mechabed me to say Birchas Hamazon, or brichi Birchas Hamazon. So I led the tzibur Birchas Hamazon. V'zakvi Rishayshis lekuya like a chivya, and Rishayshis attacked me like a snake attacks its victim. V'mai, so he asked him, why did you do so bad that you got attacked? So he said, V'lay Amri, V'lay Bris, V'lay Torah, V'lay Malchus. I didn't mention in Berachas Hamazon all the things that we learned today, she is supposed to mention. I didn't mention the union of a Bris, the union of Torah, and the union of Malchus. So he said, V'mai Lay Amri, Taka, why didn't you say it? So he said, K'Rav Chanan Al-Mirav, I followed Rav Chanan Al-Mirav's opinion. Don Rav Chanan Al-Mirav, by Amma Bris, U'Torah, Malchus, if somebody miss saying Bris Torah Malchus and Birchas Hamazon Yotza. Why? Bris Lefish Ena Benoshim. Bris doesn't apply to women. Women don't say Bris. Torah Malchus Lefish Ena Benoshim V'Lay Ba'Avodim. Torah Malchus don't apply to women but Avodim, because an Eved can't be a Melech. And an Eved is Mechuyev and Mitzvahs Kenoshim. So if women are parted from Torah, Avodim are parted from Torah. The Ad Shafkus, and what he did wrong was, but at Shafts is called Tanoi, you left, you ignored what all the Tanoim where we learned said you have to do. Vavdus Krav, you did what one Shita says, because, and which is inappropriate. So now, first of all, Halach Lamaisa. When women bench, do they say Bris Taira Malchus? The Halach is the women should say the same Nusach as we do. For a few reasons. First of all, the Nusach of benching, we want to have one Nusach. And even if they aren't necessarily relevant to them, we have one Nusach. Other Rishonim and Achronim want to say that women are relevant. Bris, there's a shaila in the Yeshivish Sfarim, what is pshat that a woman doesn't have to have a bris? Is that she's potter from a bris? Or a woman is already on the medrega, like a man has to go through the procedure of a bris. A woman doesn't even have to go through the procedure. She's already there without the procedure. So if she's already there without the procedure, she's like she has bris. Then the same with Torah. Am I wrong? Torah. So there's the shaila. We learned that women should make Birchas HaTorah. Why do women make Birchas HaTorah? Because they have to learn the dinim and the rules that are apply to them. So how does the Gemara say that women aren't shaykh to Torah? So the Beis HaLevi says there's two concepts in Torah. There's a concept of Torah, learning Torah to know how a Jew has to behave. A woman obviously has to do that. There's another concept of Esek HaTorah, spending your day learning just for the sake of learning. That women aren't obligated. That's why the Mar wants to say, well, women aren't shaykh to Torah. But of course, if they say it, there's nothing wrong. And Malchus Beis David, of course, as we just said, the Malchus Beis David is linked to the fate of Klal Yisrael, and all of us, men, women, children, will all be saved very soon. Am Rabbi Bochan, Am Rabbi Yochan. Hatoiva Meitiv, Sricha Malchus. When you begin the brach of Hatoiva Meitiv, you have to say Melech. So my Kamash Malon, what's he teaching us? So the Tzlach explains the Gemara very beautifully. We really had this shaila on top of the Amid, if you say Melech or not. And what was the shaila dependent on? It was dependent, is it the Reis or the Rabbanim? So perhaps that's what he's teaching us. So the Tzlach says, for Rabbi Yochanan to come teach us that, we don't need him, because we already had the top of the Amid of Machloikis, if what he called our Toiva Meitiv is the Reis or the Rabbanim. So Rabbi Yochanan has nothing more to add to that Machloikis. He must be teaching us something new. So what is he basically teaching us? The called brachas, ain't by brachas. Any bracha that's missing the melech, loishma bracha, is not considered a bracha. Ask the Gemara, that we also learned. Vav Rav Yochanan Chada Zimna. Rav Yochanan already taught us once that a bracha missing the melech is not a bracha. Am Rav Zeira, he's coming to teach us, loim shetzricha shtei melechis. You have to mention melech twice. Chada dida, one time for itself, for chada debanu shalayim. One time for Bani Yishalayim, where we don't say the word Melech, and we're missing it, so we say it here. Ask the Gemara, Yehochi Nebai Tlas, if you're trying to make up all of the Melechs that were missed, so it was also missed in the second bracha. Chad Dida, one for itself, for Chad the Bani Yishalayim, once for Bani Yishalayim, for Chad the Berchus Haaretz, and once the second bracha, Berchus Haaretz. Now, why don't we say it? Why is that not a problem? Birchas Aretz my tamaloy. Why don't we say a melech by the second bracha? We should have a bracha smuch l'chavita, as we explained before. And a bracha smuch l'chavita doesn't require its own melech, because it relies on the previous melech. So Baruch Shalom Nami, like the boy. If we're using that line of reasoning, then Bani Shalom doesn't need a melech either. Why? Davalei bracha smuch l'chavrita, because it's also bracha smuch l'chavrita, because we said the first three brachas of brachas chamazon are one continuation. Huadin, answer the Gemara, you're right. Huadin dafil Bani Shalom nam leboy. Truthfully, Bani Shalom would not require its own melech. Ela the idea the Amar Malchus based of it. What do we mention in this third bracha? We mention Malchus Beis David, La Arach Ara, the Lo Amar Malchus Shemayim. It's not respectful to think about David's Malchus, about David's rule, and not speak about Hashem. So then the question comes, as Tosfos and Rishonim explain. So you have to mention Hashem's Melucha, because you're mentioning David's Melucha, so mention in the right place. Mention in the third bracha. That is also inappropriate, because if you would say both of them in the same bracha, it would seem that you're equating the Malchus of David to the Malchus of Hashem. So what do? We say Malchus David alone in the third bracha, but we don't want to ignore Hashem, so we say it in the Atayva Meitiv to make up what we were missing. And that's why, according to this man Omer, there's only two melech said in Atayva Meitiv. One for itself, because it's not a bracha smuch l'chavrita, and one is a makeup for Bani Yishlayim. Rapapam hakam. This is what Rav Yochanan meant. Tzrich shtei malchus levam dido. You're right. It really needs three malchus. One for itself, and one and two makeup. One to make up Bani Yishlayim, and one to make up for the second bracha of Al Aretz Olamotzen, which is actually what we do. And Tosfos asked the question, what about the malchus and all the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei? We don't say melech in all the brachas. So it says again, since we start the Shemoneh Esrei speaking about Elkei Avram and Magen Avram, and Avram was the one that made Hashem Adon Akol Olam. He was the first person we learned early in the Masechta that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu the master of the world. So when we say Magen Avram, we rely on the whole Shemoneh Esrei relies on that malchus. Continues the Gemara. Yosef Rav Zeir Achurid Rav Gidl. They were sitting behind Rav Gidl. The Yosef Rav Gidl came to Rav Huna. The Yosef Kama. Tov lo hiska shel Shabbos. If somebody missed saying would say on Shabbos, so what does he do? Omer, he can make it up. After Bnei Yerushalayim, he says a nusach. A baruch shenoshen Shabbos lemnucha l'am Yisrael be'ava. Blessed is Hashem that He gave us Shabbos for rest with love. Lois lebris baruch mekadosh Shabbos. Omrei man Amra. Who said this nusach? So he said Rav. Rav composed it. Hod of Yosef Kamer. Then he said another halacha. Tov lo hiska shel Yontif. If somebody omitted Yalav v'Yovod on Yontif, Omer Baruch Shenosin Yom Tov L'Am Yisrael. We thank Hashem for giving us Yontif l'Simcha, for rejoicing l'Zikaron. Baruch Mekadosh Yisrael Azmanim. It's interesting. Here we say the word Baruch. When we say it in the right place, we wouldn't say Baruch. We start with Seivach Litzenu. We start Elokeinu Litzenu Yalav v'Yovod. We don't say Baruch. So the Emek Bracha explains like this: when you say it in the right place, it's subsumed in the bracha. So the bracha that you say implies that baruch goes on the Yalav v'Yovod, that goes on the Ritzei. But when you're not saying it in the right place, you don't have a baruch to rely on. So you have to start with a baruch. Yosef, how do Yosef come? Tov lo hiska Rosh Chodesh. What happens if we skip Rosh Chodesh?
It's outside of the set of the brachas,
right,
anyways.
Right. That's why you can't rely on the baruch of the brachas. Omer baruch shenosin Rosh Chodesh l'am Yisrael zikaron. Vlo yodana. I don't know if you should say Simcha. Why? On one hand, there is no chiv of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, what does the pasuk say? So the pasuk does speak about Simcha together with Rosh Chodesh. So we don't know if you should say Simcha or not. Do you end with Baruch Kadosh Yisrael Zmanim or not? Either day, either rabbi. And who composed it? Gilba Menyume have a koi kamed Rav Nachman. Gilba Menyume was sitting by Rav Nachman. Tor Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake. For Hodel Ereisha. He made a mistake. He skipped Ritzei, or he skipped Yal V'Yavoy, and he went back to the beginning of Berchus Hamazon. Amalei, so he asked him, my tamo of a mar hachi, why are you doing this? Amalei, the Amar Rav Shelam Rav, Tor, if somebody skipped Chayiv L'Rosh. You have to go back to the beginning of Brichas Moses. So he asked him, Vamar Afunam Rav, did we just learn a Gemara that Rav said, Ta, if somebody omitted the Ritzei or the Yal V'Yavoy, I'm a Baruch Shenosan. You have to say the Baruch Shenosan. Amalei Lav Itmalah, didn't we learn regarding to that? Amar Av Nash Batachlif Amar Rav, when could you still make it up with saying Baruch Shenosan? Lo Shana Oshlet Pasa Batoi V'Meitiv. That he did not begin the fourth bracha of Atoiva Meitiv. Avo pasav Atoiva Meitiv. Once you began Atoiva Meitiv, Chayzul Rosh. Then you have to go back to the beginning of Brichas Mazon. You missed the opportunity. And that's the halacha. So now the shaila is very good. The shaila is like this. Let's say somebody finished bani. He skipped the Alvi Yavo Ritzei. He finished bani Yerushalayim and he did not yet realize. He begins the fourth bracha and he says Baruch Ato Hashem. And he realizes that he didn't say Yal V'Yavai. He realizes he didn't say Ritzei. What should he do? Should he say the bracha, or is it too late? It's a very interesting shaila in the Paiskin. So, the Paiskin says this. If he wasn't really paying attention, he could say the Nusach. But the Tehillah David says, if he specifically had a mind to start the bracha of Atoiva Meitiv, so you said the Baruch Ato Hashem, B'deya, to say Atoiva Meitiv, you can't switch gears and use it for something else. Amar Rav Idibar Ovin, Amar Rav Amar, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Tov la hiskash Rosh Chodesh betfila. If somebody skipped Yal V'Yavoy, we learned this already, Machzir Nesoy. He has to repeat the Shmona Esrei. However, in Berchus HaMazon, if he skipped Yal V'Yavoy in Berchus HaMazon Rosh Chodesh, ain't Machzir Nesoy. He doesn't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Amlai Rav Ovin, Rav Amram. Maishna Tefila, Maishna Berchus HaMazon. Why are we distinguishing between Tefila that we make him repeat and Berichas HaMazon, we don't make him repeat? Amalei, after the Dikashli, so he said, I had the exact same question. B'shalti l'Rav Nachman. And I asked Rav Nachman, V'amalei, neidu ma Shmuel lo Shmeili. I never heard an answer direct from Shmuel. Ela nechsa anan. Let's try to analyze it ourselves. Tfilo, d'choy v'hi. A person has to daven 3 times a day. So if somebody missed Yal V'Yavoy, and I can explain to you, Yal V'Yavoy is an integral part of the tefillah, that's why Machzir Nosoy. However, Brichas Mezoinah, benching, Dibay Ochel, Dibay Lo'echel, he doesn't have to eat, Ein Machzir Nosoy. So Tosfos explains, you're not allowed to fast in Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to eat bread. So since you don't have to eat bread, so you're not required to say Brichas HaMazon, that's why you don't have to repeat the Brichas HaMazon if you skip the Yal V'Yavoy. Ask the Gemara, Elm Ato, Shabsois, V'yam Toivim, D'loi Sagi D'loi Ochel. What about Shabbos and Yontif, where you don't have an option, you have to eat? Hachinam di Toy Hodr. What's going to be a loch if you skipped? Do you have to repeat it? Amalei In. Yeah. The Amar of Sheil Amar Av, Ta, if you make a mistake, Choyzel Rosh. You have to go back to the beginning of benching. Ask the Gemara as we learned before, Vav Rav Hunam Rav, Tom Baruch Shnosan, that you could say this in the Nusach. And says the Gemara, Lavit Malah, then we learn right this. Lo Shana Lo Shalai Pasuk Batayva Meitiv. When do you have to go back to the, when could you say Baruch Shnosan if you didn't begin yet at Tayva Meitiv? Ava Pasuk Batayva Meitiv. Once you said Tayva Meitiv, Chayzel Rosh. So let's speak a few things. First of all, the Rosh takes out from this, Halach L'maisa, like this. Let's say somebody skipped saying Mash Baruch Moir HaGeshem. But he didn't start yet at the Kaddosh. Could he say Mash Baruch Amar HaGeshem right there? Or could he say it, or what do you call it, or do you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? From here we see, as long as you didn't start the next bracha, you could still repair what you missed. And that's why he says you could say Mash Baruch Amar HaGeshem after Mechaya Meisim, and then have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei.
But you wouldn't be making the separate
bracha. Here you make it. So it's even better. It's even better by repeating it.
Yeah, it's not part of it.
That there is a shaila, because I'll tell you what you're saying, because it goes back to the beginning of the shiur. What happens if somebody skipped Bris V'Torah in benching? So according to the shittas that we paskin like, that I have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, what happens if you just say the word Bris, or you just say the word Torah? Would that work? So the Emek HaBracha says it wouldn't work, because you have to say it in the context of a bracha. You can't just say the word bris, and that means you said bris. So you want to say Mashiach Ruach Amar HaGeshem is also in the context of a bracha. The Rosh says, Now, we paskin in this Gemara, and that's the Halach L'maisa. Shabbos and Yontif, if you missed saying Ritzei or Yal V'Yavoy, if you remember before Atayva Meitav, you say the Nusach, otherwise you have to repeat the benching. Interestingly, I saw from Yosha Ben Soloveitchik that if somebody, it's a big chiddush, if somebody ate a Suda Shabbos, for example, and he did not say Ritzei, it's not considered that he ate a Suda Shabbos. Ritzei makes it into a Suda Shabbos. And without the Suda Shabbos, it's not a Ritzei. Interesting halacha. Right. Without Ritzei, it's not a Suda Shabbos. Tosfos says, Tosfos asked the question, what about Shalosh Shudas? What's going to be halacha on Shalosh Shudas if you missed saying Ritzei? Would you have to repeat Shmon Esrei? Why? Because you don't really, not everybody holds that you have to eat bread by Shalosh Shudas. And we're saying the only time you have to repeat benching if you missed Ritzei or Yalvi Yobah is by a meal that you have to eat bread. So if you don't have to eat bread by Shalosh Shudas, you wouldn't have to repeat it. So Tosfos asked the question. He stays with a Shaila, and that's why most people will not repeat benching by Shalosh Shudas if they forgot Ritzei. There's an eitzah that the Pais can give. They say like this: if you forgot Ritzei by benching of Shalosh Shudas, do a malacha immediately. Say Baruch Hamav, don't do a malacha. And the halacha is that once you do a malacha, even if you're benching for the first time, you shouldn't say Ritzei. Mele, there would be no point in saying Ritzei because you can't say Ritzei after you do Malacha. That's an Eitzah. What is the Halacha if you have a Suffolk? This is an interesting shayla. What's the Halacha if you have a Suffolk if you said Ritzei? Or you have a Suffolk if you said Yal V'Yavoy? Do you repeat benching or not? So the Halacha is you do. Because you have to repeat benching because we assume that you usually don't say Ritzei by benching. You usually don't say Yal V'Yavoy by benching. So that's why you have to repeat it. But I saw a very modern shayla. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down such a shayla. He says there are a lot of people nowadays, because of diet, never eat bread during the week. They only eat bread on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the only benching they know is a benching that has an Ritzei, or the benching that has Ritzei in it, because they never have a benching without Ritzei, because they never eat bread during the week. So what's the reason you don't repeat benching what's the reason you repeat benching if you have a suffix if you have said Ritzei? Because you're used to saying it without. Here you're not used to saying benching without Ritzei, because you always say benching with Ritzei. And Itaka Paskins, that in such a situation, even if you have a suffix, you wouldn't repeat benching. One more halacha. This, what about Yontif? Yontif you have to repeat. That means we who have to eat bread by every meal of Yontif, if we missed or matzah, if you missed on the Yom Tov meals, not the Chol Hamoed meals, if you missed, you have to repeat. Women, however, that looks like this. Shabbos, women have the same din as men in Kiddush or Shabbos. So that's why women have to eat a meal with bread on Shabbos. And if they miss Ritzei, they have to repeat it. Pesach by night, they would also have to repeat, because women are mechuyev to eat matzah. However, Pesach by day, since it's a mitzvah seishas man groma, women are not mechuyev mitzvah seishas man groma, so they're not mechuyev to eat bread. So if they missed Yal V'Yavai, they would not have to repeat Shmon Esrei, benching.
They have to hear Kiddush then?
Kiddush Yontif is a shayla. At Kama Mezamen. So we learned in the Mishnah, just one more famous thing, you know, two things. Rav Chaim V'Lozhina used to say they never sang the Zmiris of Tzur Mishaloi. Why didn't he say Tzur Mishaloi? Because Tzur Mishaloi is like you read Yoytze Birchas Hamazon. So the question is, what do you call it? The Tzur Mishaloi doesn't have bris, it doesn't have Torah, and it doesn't have all these things in Al Gemara that you're supposed to say in benching. So it's a question why he said you shouldn't say Tzur Mishaloi if you're already anyway wouldn't be Yoytze. But pshat is because today we learned a man the Omer that said that even if you missed bris and Torah and Malchus Beis David, you're anyway Yoytze benching. So because of that, he didn't say it. But the stipler said that he didn't say it when the world says he didn't sing Tzur Mishaloi. It means that he didn't sing it at the end of the meal. At the end of the meal, when somebody could get mixed up that it's benching, so there he didn't say it. But in the middle of the meal, he could say it's no problem because it's certainly not benching. It's obvious that it's not benching. The stipler says another interesting thing based on the Tosfos that we just learned. Tosfos says there's a shayla if you missed Yal Ritzei by Shalosh Shudas, if you have to repeat benching. Why? Because could be that benching, you don't have to eat bread by Shalosh Shudas anyway. So he says like this: what's going to be if you go to a kiddush, and by the kiddush on Shabbos you ate cake? So that would, and we learned the Gemara, the Pasa Baba Kistan has a din like a suda, so that would be your second meal. Then you come home and you eat a real meal. But that's already your third meal. And the third meal, if you miss your tzei, you don't have to repeat it. And certainly by Shalosh Shudos at the afternoon, it's the fourth meal. The fourth meal, nobody would say you have to repeat your tzei. So he says that perhaps, under the such circumstances, you had a kiddush in shul, you would not have to repeat benching if you missed your tzei in your suud at home. But the Paiskim disagree with the stipler on two. They say like this. First of all, we don't know what Pasuk Baba Kisnan is. And Shlomo Zalman also says that when could a Suda be considered a Suda? If you had in mind that you want to be Yoytzer with this Suda Shabbos, that means if somebody had a Kiddush and Shul with cake, and they say, this is going to be my second Suda, and then when I come home, I'm going to eat, and that'll be my third Suda. But we, when we go to Kiddush, we don't mind, we have in mind that that should be our second Suda. So just because somebody ate a piece of cake, that the third Suda should be considered, the Suda at home should be considered the third Suda, which anyway in the third Suda is not cluttered, you don't repeat. He says for sure in such circumstances you should repeat the benching if you miss it. That's what that's what showing. Otherwise, it's the stomach kiss. Right.
But if it's Kiddush Makom Suda.
The Kiddush Makom Suda is the note that the Kiddush, that you should be able to make Kiddush, but that doesn't make it into a Suda, that's one of the three Suda Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman, the stipler says like you. So the Bechlek, Shlomo Zalman, the stipler.
According to the stipler, if you've got Mitzvah Matzin and Dalam Bilchil, for that second.
You wouldn't repeat it? You would have to repeat it.
Yeah, would he?
Perhaps, because that's already the second Suda. Yeah. Good point. At Kama Mizam, so we went to the Mishnah, how much do you have to eat to make Zimun? So like Tosfos says, of course, the Mishnah spoke about the waiter, but it's the same for anybody. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. Ramei said, at kezayis, the shear is a kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda said, at kebeya. Ask the Gemara, remember there may a choshev a kezayis, according to Ramei, a kezayis is choshev, Rabbi Yehuda holds a kebeya is choshev. But if choshev in Allah, we learned just the opposite, that's none. There's a Mishnah Masechta Psachim. The Mishnah begins like this. Somebody was being oil regal to Yerushalayim. He's going up to Yerushalayim for Yontif. And he remembers on his way to Yerushalayim that he had chametz in his house that he didn't get rid of. So the halach is he can mevatel it. He could say that he makes it ownerless, and with the raisa that's enough. Continues the Mishnah. The came Mishi Yotz Yerushalayim, somebody's leaving Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim he brought kabonis, and he has the carbon meat, which the halach is it has to be burnt in Yerushalayim. He has in his possession still Basar Kodesh. So the law is like this. Im Obet Soifin, if he passes Soifin. So Tosfos brings down two sheetas. One sheet is that Soifin is the name of a place. Another place is Soifin is a distance from where you can't see your slime anymore. Im Obet Soifin, if you already passed Soifin, Soifin will come and burn it on the spot. Vim Lav, if not, Chayz V'Soifin Lefnei Biri. You have to go back to the base of Migdosh. Ma'atze Morocco, you burn it from the wood from the eight from the mizbeach, or if you're not going to burn it in the base of Mikdash, you can burn it in your shalayim, but then you have to use your own wood. At kama in chayzrim, for how much meat do you have to go back? Remeya mezevaz kabeya, you have to go back for a kabeya. Yudai mezevaz kazayis, you go back for kazayis. So here you see the Remeya says the kabeya, and Yudai says the kazayis, just the opposite of our Mishnah. On Rabbi Yochanan mechlep sashita. So Rabbi Yochanan says you have to turn around the man the omrim and our Mishnah. That's what Tosfos says. You don't have to do. In our sugya, which we're talking about benching, there's a machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda how to tie chaposik. Ramei says that v'chalta means zuachila, v'savata zushtiya. So the Torah is telling us, according to Pashat Pshat, that you have to make a bracha achroina after you drink. V'chila, we know all over how much is achila because ice. How much matzah do you have to eat to be mekayim the mitzvah? You have to eat it because ice. Yehuda saw v'chalta v'savata means achila shesh boitzavir. The Torah teaches us how much eat do you have to eat? You have to eat enough to be full. Veizazu kebeya. You have to eat the amount of kebeya. Hasam, however, there mesecht v'svachim b'svar plihi. The argument in a svaro. Remei saw v'chazarosik tomasai. Returning to Yerushalayim, how much do you have to return for? The same amount that it become a food that becomes tamei. Mat tomas b'kebeya. How much food? So Machlok Shem had to learn the Gemara. Some Rishonim say, how much food do you have to accept Tuma? A Kabeya. Other Rishonim say that any amount, even a Kazayis could accept Tuma, but only a Kabeya could transmit Tuma. Af Chazarasoi, that's the amount that you have to go back to Yerushalayim for Kabeya. Yehudas of a Chazarasoi ki Yisuroi. We compare it to Chametz. Ma Yisuroi b'Kazayis, Af Chazarasoi b'Kazayis. Tosfos says, so according to this Gemara, according to Ramei, v'chalta, midaraisa, you have to bench, even for kezayis. We know that you only midaraisa have to bench for a Shir Sidiyah. So Taisa says that this is only in a smachta. You have to learn Pashup Shad in the Pasik, Vachata Vasavata, Achila Shiesh by Sviya. But the Rosh takes Rameya literally, and he says Vachata Vasavata means Achata means a Kazayas, that you have to bench with the rice even for a Kazayas. Vasavata Zushti, you have to make a bracha when you drink. The Urayim has a very interesting pshat in Vachata Vasavata. He says, what does Vachata Vasavata mean? Vachata Zu Achila. The Savata Zushtiya means that you have to, in order to be mechuyev in benching, you have to drink along with the benching. And Ramah quotes the Urayim. He says like this, let's say you have a group of people that ate together, and now we're going to pick a person to be mezamin, and one of the people drank with his meal, and he's not thirsty, and the other person did not drink, you should pick as the mezamin the one that drank. And the Chazon Ish takes the Ramah a step further. A very bechiddush, the Chazon Ish says. He says, let's say somebody ate and he didn't drink, and he benches, and then he's thirsty. So after he finishes Birchas Hamazon, he takes a drink. He may have to bench again, because benching without the drinking was only midrabbanan. And now what he drank, he has a chiv midaraisa to drink. He has a chiv deraisa to bench. The chiv the Birchas Hamazon drabbanan can't be mitzi the chiv deraisa. So the Chazon Ish says perhaps you would have to bench again, and that's why Reb Chaim Konyevsky in the Shoyin Halacha says that a person should be careful either to drink during the meal enough that he shouldn't be thirsty at the end of the meal, or if he didn't, he should be very careful not to drink right after the meal. He should wait to drink for a while after the meal, not to have a shaila if he has to bench again.